Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Name that tune, Weird Al Edition.
Yes, we are keeping it weird. I don't know what the scores are. I'm bad at keeping track of that.
I have two. Hot Wings has one. Steve has one.
I have two.
Steve is one, Hot Wings has two, I have two.
Killing it. We move on to a tune and clue number 15. Thanks to this parody, it's normal to show up to a Weird Al concert and seeing many fans wearing aluminum foil in some sort of fashion. From shirts to hats and to a full suit, aluminum foil is here to stay. Much like the original artist, despite showing up to the music scene at such a young age with her very simple song, about the Royals.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Lord Royals.
That
I
is
never
correct.
Seem to finish all my food.
This is Weird Al's foil.
I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home. Save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care. I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers.
This one's gonna get stuck in my head.
Really no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed in tight with aluminum foil.
Foil.
Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler.
Cooler.
Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll choose.
You'll choose.
A refreshing herbal tea.
All right, tune and clue number. I don't know. I've always envisioned Hot Wings loving this specific parody, they say, as it is blatantly yelling at everyone for their poor grammar. You can even hear him in the chorus saying, "Now did I stammer?" The original was not received well by the general public as the music video reduced women to mere sex objects and enduring patriarchal details. Ideals.
Hmm.
Any guesses?
No.
I don't remember.
Sounds very familiar.
Here is your tune.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke with Pharrell.
That is correct. And this is Weird Al's Word Crimes.
Yeah. What is it called?
Word Crimes.
This does seem like a Hot Wings one.
If you can't write in the proper way,
write
a maybe you flunked that class, and maybe now you find that people mock you on class. Okay, now here's the deal. I'll try to educate you. Gonna familiarize you with the nomenclature. You learn the definitions of nouns and prepositions. Literacy's your mission, and that's why I think it's a good
I like this one, too.
That was fun.
This is a good one.
A good one. Yeah,
I feel like
really
English teachers would have a lot of fun with
yes.
that. Yes. Tune and clue number 17. This parody is not so much a direct parody of any song by the original artist, but more specifically just the style of the band. So much so that when the band heard Al's song, They declared that he did their sound better than they do. Al's song is about doing whatever you want to do, even if it makes you look stupid. The original artist's song states that with any problems you may have, the solution is simply to whip it good.
Free beer. Hot wings.
Free beer.
Devo, whip it.
That is correct. And Weird Al's version is Dare to Be Stupid.
Dare to be stupid, yeah.
This one just makes me anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you could have told me this was Devo, and I'd be like, yeah.
It does sound close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we only know one Devo song. That's part of the problem.
Nailed it. What just happened?
Nailed it.
She just sees.
Are you still talking like a ventriloquist?
Yeah.
Tune and clue. Number 18, the original song was written while working on a movie about the artist's upbringing. It tells a tale of an artist who is on the breaking through and making a better life for themselves. Al's version tells a much different story about someone whose goal in life is to watch as much television as possible.
Oh, man. All of these are, they're bringing back memories, but I can't remember them. It's been so long.
Any guesses?
Nope.
Here's your tune.
Look.
Oh.
If you had
free beer,
one free beer.
Shot to sit on your lazy butt,
Eminem,
and watch all the
one
TV
shot
you ever wanted.
Incorrect.
No, I never remember
Steve.
The title of that song.
Hot Wings.
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Yeah. Lose Yourself.
Brain turned to mush.
But this is Weird Al's song.
Would you go for it?
Couch Potato.
Or just let it slip.
I'm struggling with these because I keep wanting to think of the Weird Al song.
Eyes wide, palms
like,
are sweaty.
That's not
the
even what we're trying to
on
do.
The TV already. Wilma and Betty. No virgin. The channel surfing and I'm HD ready. So I flip. Garbage is all I'm getting. The Simon Cowell who folks want to disembowel. He opens his mouth. Always says something foul. They're dying. Wow. Wannabes are crying now. He votes them out. Time to throw in the towel. Shows based on reality. Oh, the humanity. Oh, Aussie's family show. Love profanity. Whoa, the insanity. Oh, dogs that crap and pee. Home of depravity. No, they live happily. Yo, plus the Ally G show and celebrity mole. Oh, there's Anna Nicole. She's scaring me. Look, mono gravity.
Impressive. I have 5, Hot Wings 3, Steve 1, Tommy nothing, but Tommy's about to surge with the comeback.
Yes, he is. We move on to tune and clue number 19. In Al's cover, he gives the listener an inside look at what all the girls are thinking about, or what all girls are thinking about at all times. Lunch. He laments how he's always stuck with the bill after taking them out and perfects the solo with hand farts. Hot Wings.
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
You know the title of the Weird Al one?
Girls just want to have lunch.
Is that true? Girls just want to have lunch?
Yes.
Got a lot of early songs about eating.
Some girls
eat it.
Like
fat. Girls just want to have lunch.
But it's like our show. We stumble into eating topics pretty often.
Yeah.
He's probably like, it's too many, but also it's what we love.
I think food and eating is just such a broad topic, and there's so many foods that rhyme with other fun things. I don't know.
I don't like the sound of anyone eating, even in a song,
like
when
that.
It's fake.
Don't like that either. All right, this one.
Who got that one?
Is worth. How
I got that one.
This one's worth 30 points.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So it's the last one?
It's the final one.
Okay, wow. Tommy, you can do this.
This is Tune and Clue number 20. This is one of the first songs that so-and-so heard from Al sometime in the late 80s. Instead of the brash lyrics of Jukebox and Rocker Chicks, we have a song about ice cream and an accordion solo. Rock!
Steve?
Hot Wings.
Steve.
I want to rock Twisted Sister?
Nope. Oh. Hot Wings.
I love rock and roll, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. He loves
correct.
Rocky Road.
This is terrible. Yeah. Okay, that's fun.
I hear those ice cream bells and I start to drool. Keep a couple quarts in my locker at school. Yeah, but chocolate's getting old. Vanilla just leaves me cold. There's just one flavor good enough for me. Yeah, me. Don't give me no crummy teaspoon. I know what I need. Baby, I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple scope with me.
Total Dr. Demento era here.
Yes. Absolutely. Find anything that rhymes and make it a song.
In the weird movie starring Daniel Radcliffe, one of the first gigs he gets, because I think the Dr. Demento plays one of his songs on his show or something. So then he gets a gig at a biker bar and he shows up with his accordion and he's like, guys, I can't go out there. Like, I just have these silly songs. Then he gets up there and starts singing I Love Rocky Road. And then his friends just show up and know how to be really good at the drums and become his and all the instruments. They become a band and the whole biker bar just goes nuts and they're moshing to I Love Rocky Road. And it's a big moment. You're like, wow, that weird guy's going to be a star.
And then he was.
And he was.
And he was. And he was. It was a great moment in cinema.
And he was.
It was a great moment in cinema.
Fantastic picture.
It's a really good film.
It is. I'm going to watch that.
You should.
What is it on Hulu?
It's on the Roku channel.
I'm not going to watch that. It seems very unlikely that I will have a chance to watch
it. It's free,
that.
Though.
Yeah, one of your TVs might have Roku on it.
Maybe.
It's common.
And then you get to visit that cute little city. There's on the home screen. Roku City. You never seen it?
Oh. Doesn't ring a bell so far.
It's adorable.
It sounds like it. It sounds adorable.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.